two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Visit us at leaseheatac.com.
Your home for the best college football coverage in Utah. This is your Cougars at 30 update on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, your Cougars at 30 update right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Kalani Sitake calls Tyler Allgeier a true leader of that team, stepping aside late when he wasn't fully ready to go.
Tyler, that's a true leader when he knows that he could possibly hurt the team and that he needs to rest. That, you know, just giving the opportunity to Jackson was huge. So that's a true sign of a leader.
Cougars the 30 update brought to you by Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, home of the auto warranty that don't quit. It's endless. It's perpetual. It's the forever warranty of Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. More to go right here on Unrivaled.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, it's Unrivaled right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Happy Monday to you. Thanks for being with the show. About 10 minutes, I'm going to give away some tickets to Jazz and Trailblazers tonight at Vivint Smart Home Arena. So stand by the phones for that one. I've also got you standing by the phones because if you're caller 12 right now at 855-340-ZONE and you know the Rocky Mountain Chevy play of the weekend that was given out on DJ PK this morning, you can get yourself a prize. So if you remember what that Rocky Mountain Chevy play of the weekend was that DJ and PK threw out this morning, give us a call right now. Caller number 12, 855-340-ZONE. And there's a prize at the end of the rainbow for you. An impressive lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. No wonder people are switching to Chevy. It's your Rocky Mountain Chevy dealers. Joining us right now on one of the biggest weekends in sports in the entire college football season and in a long time here in the state of Utah. It was just an amazing one for KSL 5 Television. He is Jeremiah Jensen. Joining us on the program. Rate the most important thing. Give us the most important thing that happened in sports over the weekend, JJ.
Here locally in the state of Utah?
Yeah, you got to choose, man.
Well, yeah. Well,
how about BYU women's soccer making the Final Four?
Okay.
We haven't talked about
that
yet.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
No, I did not see that coming. Now, I could have seen it coming because I love when the emails come over the weekend to the assignment desk, and then we get them forwarded to us, and they go, you didn't talk about the women's soccer team long enough. And I'm always like, listen, there's only 90 seconds that JJ has to work with. So you got to figure this thing out. But yeah, huge weekend of sports here in the state of Utah. Real going through to the Western Conference Finals. Utah, BYU, Utah State, all winners and all just tremendous seasons. And just out of all the things that happened, though, the right off the bat, the one that had such a huge impact today, of course, was on the Pac-12 side of things, is Lincoln Riley going to USC. Thoughts on the rumors, at least, of the contract of being up to $110 million, almost $12 million a year in salary now is what we're talking about for coaches in college, JJ.
It's insane. And, look, he's a terrific coach. He did great things at Oklahoma. But what has he really proven? Has he proven that he's worth $110 million? He took a program that was built by Bob Stoops and helped it continue to do what it was doing, but they never won a national championship. I mean, they just came off a loss to Oklahoma State. They didn't even make the Big 12 championship game, and they're throwing $110 million at this guy, and they're hyping him up as the biggest game changer in the history of college football. Mike Bone just said that at his press conference. You're putting way too much pressure on this coach, who's still young in the profession, by the way,
right,
to pull off a miracle at USC and build that program back to a winner almost instantly. It's just not that easy. And so I feel like, while I think he's an excellent coach and an excellent young coach, by the way, he's still in his third, and he's got a great track record, I don't know that it's worthy of the hype. And well, I think that a lot of Utah fans, if you're scared or worried, I mean, I would much rather have Kyle Whittingham than Lincoln Riley right now.
Scott's flabbergasted right now.
That's quite a take, Jeremiah. Here's the thing.
I don't know.
No, there's certainly that possibility, and those are, and it's valid. I mean, they haven't won a national championship, but he's been able to have these tremendous recruiting class. This is USC, and I think it's like one of the few hires. It's got to be a name. It's got to be a sexy name. It's got to be a sizzle name right now. It has to be something that people can gravitate to, and I think he's that kind of coach where every player wants to go to USC. Every player wants to go to USC. They just do. And the thing that's been happening in Southern California is USC is not giving players anything exciting about going. I mean, he can tout the players he's had that won Heisman trophies. He can tout that they've been to in the playoffs. You know, yeah, they haven't won national championships, but they're also competing against Alabama, and that's hard. That's hard when you're at Oklahoma. It's not hard to get those athletes when you're at USC. You can get the very best, the cream of the crop at USC, and quite frankly, I think Lincoln Riley did this as much as USC did, where he goes, I don't want to go in the SEC. I don't want to go and compete against Alabama and Georgia and Texas A&M and Florida and Texas. I mean, you know, even a mess Texas might be, it's still one of those sleeping giant programs. And he goes, I can go to USC and I can almost instantaneously become the best program and in the conference and really compete to go in the college football playoffs. Now that the playoffs is going to expand, but still he's going to be like a big fish in a small pond. So I find it really hard for Lincoln Riley to fail where he is. I really do. I just see that. I thought they had to get a big name, and they got a really big name in Lincoln Riley. But I want to ask you something else, though, and it's outside of Lincoln Riley. So at the beginning of the football season on our show, I made this comment where I said, look, the irony of all ironies this year would be that BYU beat Utah finally after 9 years, and then Utah ends up going to the Rose Bowl, and that's a real possibility as we go into this week here. Of the two schools, which one has had the better year? And let's make the assumption that Utah goes to the Rose Bowl. If Utah goes to the Rose Bowl, BYU ends up 10-2. Who has the better year?
Utah.
Yep.
Easy.
Why would it be any different? Yeah.
Rose Bowl.
It's the Rose Bowl, Scott.
Rose Bowl. Yeah.
And but BYU, an independent, has only, I mean, they beat almost every Power 5 school.
Would it change if BYU gets invited to a New Year's Six?
There you go.
They didn't beat Baylor. They didn't beat Boise State. And I think that, that prevented them from getting to the next level where they wanted to go with independence. Look, I'm not saying the BYU season wasn't incredible. I mean, who had them at 10 wins this year? That's a remarkable season for BYU.
The most optimistic BYU fan.
How does it end? How does it end? You know, Independence Bowl versus Rose Bowl. I think that's all you need to say. And this is the problem with independence, right? There's so many great things about it, but that was the downside. Is the finish was never exactly what you always wanted or deserved. And in 2 years, that changes. If BYU goes 10-2 in the Big 12, they're New Year's Six bound. That's just how it's going to be. And so a year like this that deserves that kind of recognition will get it. And it's I mean, I'm going Rose Bowl, but, and it's unfair to BYU, but that's just the reality. And but that all changes. That's why going to the Big 12 is such a big deal. It's because when you go 10-2 in that league, it's a totally different perception.
I actually think the Big 12 was pretty big this year.
Yeah. No, they did.
I mean awesome for sure.
You look at Cincinnati, who's going to go to the Big 12. You look at BYU, who's 10-2 and beat all these
Even
schools.
Even Houston at 10-1.
Houston's 10-1.
I mean, that's a team that's done extremely well.
You have Oklahoma State, who's probably 7. They win the
– If Oklahoma State wins out, they got a shot at the playoff.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And so you have five teams in the top 12 teams in the country right now that they're not all in the Big 12 today, but they're all headed that way. And none of them are Oklahoma or Texas. And,
exactly.
And here you have the Big 12 that was like going to go away. I mean, at the beginning of this football season.
No, everybody wrote them off. And I get that Oklahoma
is going to disband.
I get that Oklahoma and Texas's brands will always be bigger than those programs we just rattled off. But at the same time, if the football's good, it's just going to, you know, you just hope it can continue to keep getting better even as the conference grows like this. JJ, Jeremiah Jensen joining us from KSL5 Television. Let's talk a little bit about the Utes going to that Pac-12 championship this weekend then in Las Vegas. What has to happen for them to repeat against the Ducks this week?
Take care of the football, number one, which is what they did in that first game, and be themselves. Don't think that you've got all of a sudden get outside of yourself to try to win this game. You beat them soundly in the first game, right? So you are the bully here. You are the team that has the advantage. They've got to make up the points against you in the second meeting. So stick with what you are and stay with who you are and play sound. Don't get outside of yourself and just do what you did in the first game. Obviously, I don't think the score is going to be the same this time around. I think Oregon's certainly going to make some gain there. Oregon could play a lot better in this game. But the reality is, in the last time they met, Utah was the better team on the line of scrimmage. Unless that suddenly changes and suddenly Oregon gets healthy in those areas and can suddenly flip that, then Utah should win this football game. That's where that game was won 2 weeks ago, was in the trenches. Utah kicked their butt. You can go back and look at the video. Unless something drastic changes in that area of the game, then Utah should have no trouble winning that game. But it's tough to beat a team twice. I get that. And Oregon can make some adjustments and figure some things out. And if Utah doesn't play well on offense, turns the ball over, if they play a little shaky like they did against Colorado, then Oregon might be able to take advantage of that and make it a really close game. So, but I give Utah the advantage, but that's what they have to do. They just have to do what they did in game one. Don't turn the ball over. Run the heck out of the football and dominate the line of scrimmage like they did in the first meeting.
I was looking at the other thing that's happened here locally with BYU winning at USC this weekend, and what was a super weird game with the refereeing that was like high school brand refereeing. It was a terrible ref game, and the camera work on ESPN was wonky. It was just like it just felt off, right? I mean,
yeah.
But they get the win, 35-31 down the Coliseum. They're 10-2 now on the season, which is exactly, I think, what fans are hoping for. And at the end of everything, though, all I kept hearing was, look, you should be really surprised. You know, for everybody that kind of is semi-close to the program without saying anything, New Year's Six game isn't being mentioned. But what do you think what do you think the idea of the possibility is that ESPN would change their bowl game destination, even if it isn't a New Year's Six game, from the Independence Bowl to something else?
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, there is a clause that exists where BYU can do that, and ESPN can facilitate that. What bowl that is, I'm not certain. But and I think there's a bowl in Arizona that could be a possibility where it could pit them against another Big 12 or Big 10 team. So I think the fact that you haven't already accepted an invitation to the Independence Bowl after your final game of the season tells you something, that there may be something in the works there, right? So I don't know where BYU's bowl destination would be near six. There's such a slim possibility. Michigan State ahead of them, Baylor ahead of them for consideration.
Right.
And we'll see how the Big 12, how all the conference championships play out, but that's unlikely. But there is a possibility, I'm told, of a non-Independence Bowl possibility.
Ooh.
That ESPN could work out. So
juicy
stay tuned
stuff
on that.
As long as it's a better opponent, honestly, than like, you know, some Conference USA, whatever, even like an AAC team.
The Liberty Bowl it's all good.
No, the Independence
Bowl,
come on,
would this change your mind in the Independence Bowl if BYU played LSU.
I hated that possibility. Yes, it did not. No, like a 6-5. What are they? 6-5, JJ? Like what?
They're 6-6,
what
and they don't have their coach.
See, who cares? Garbage. That's garbage.
Who cares? It's like it's a big time program with the
play
big time
Oklahoma
name.
Because Oklahoma's got Bob Stoops coming back just for the bowl game, right? That's what the report is, and that's a team that everybody would want to see a matchup like that.
Oh my
Oklahoma,
God! Can you imagine
BYU?
BYU playing in Oklahoma, or think of another kind of middle,
even
big,
like a Wisconsin,
those
types of games. Those are the ones you want to see. They might, maybe they have a number next to their name, and
or LSU.
LSU is not in that realm. They're not in that realm at all.
UCLA beat LSU this year.
They're the LSU Tigers, man.
Yeah,
go Tigers.
JJ, what do we have going on TV tonight, brother?
So we'll hear from the Utes as they get ready for the Pac-12 championship game, that's the big story this week as we get ready for that game. And so you'll hear from Kyle Whittingham, and you'll hear from players tonight at 10.
All right, we appreciate it, Jeremiah. We'll talk to you again next week, man. Thanks for being with us.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, there you go, Jeremiah Jensen, Kissel 5 Television. One of our
favorite. It's an interesting take about Lincoln Riley.
I mean, I think that there are a lot of people who feel that way, where it's like it feels like a home run for SC because they have to tell you it's a home run. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, there's that part where you kind of go, hey, somebody else. You heard Jim Harbaugh refer to somebody being put on third base. And being told they were hitting a triple. I mean, that's kind of the definition of it, except for the fact that he did win 55 games over the last five seasons. For Oklahoma, you don't just kind of luck your way into that one. All right, we've got tickets to give away for the Jazz and the Portland Trailblazers tonight at Vivint Smart Home Arena. We're going to do this right now and once more in about 45 minutes as well. So let me give that phone number out. It's 855-340-ZONE. Easy enough for you to call in. 855-340-ZONE. Call number 12 to 855-340-ZONE. You get a pair of tickets to tonight's game. Versus the Portland Trailblazers at Vivint Smart Home Arena. We're going to take the break. We're going to come back, and we've got more to talk about here. My heavens, just so many things to jump onto. We've got what are the odds around the corner, and in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got our Sucks to Be You segment you don't want to miss. Stay with us. More to go on 97.5 1280 The Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.